Bloomberg Surveillance with Ken Pruitt and Tom Keene. Listen on demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Now available free for both iPhone and Android devices.
Betsy Graysick joins us from Morgan Stanley. I hate your research reports. I have to read them. SOTP. What is that? SOTP.
Sum of the parts.
What do you think about the sum of the parts of Pandit, Moynihan, Diamond, and the rest?
You know, it's an interesting question. We do think that the stocks are worth more than where they are today, in particular for JP and Citi. And B of A is trading around our price target right now. But, you know, the big debate is, hey, if you break them up, isn't the sum of the parts higher than where the stocks are trading today?
That's just assumed.
Yeah, that's, well, you know, you can just, you know, split it into its little pieces and look at the peer group and it.
No one saying that is in the financial business is what I find.
You know,
it's all people outside.
Yeah, that's right. And so, our view is that, in fact, if you were to break up these companies, okay, they actually end up being worth less than if you keep them together. So we think that if you were to break them up and do some of the parts analysis, a lot of people just say, well, look, just take the separate earnings streams from each of these business units, apply a peer group multiple to that, and then you'll end up with a valuation that's higher than where it is. But the key thing is, when you break them up, you lose synergies.
You lose culture, synergies, all the other emotions of a corporation everybody forgets about. Here's a bar chart. Scarlett, you're going to love this. I hate bar charts.
I love this bar chart.
This is the official Morgan Stanley title. I would have put some, you know, goofier title. Bank of America loses 20% of value. Wow. Diamond does pretty good. He loses 2% of value. And Citigroup does better. House of Pandit gains 11% of value on the sum of the parts analysis.
Is this a referendum then on the leadership of each of these banks?
You know, what this chart is showing is where we think the valuations of the stock is relative to our price targets. So what we're saying is our price targets for JPM and for Citi are above where the stocks are trading today. But if you were to do
a breakup.
Yeah. Then our price targets are below what we think the entire company together can achieve.
Mm-hmm. How serious is this conversation, though, about actually breaking up the banks? We know that Sandy Weill changed his tune on how big banks maybe are not the way to go, but is anyone within the banking industry really entertaining this?
You know, it's not necessarily the leadership of these institutions. You know, in fact, we were at a meeting recently with JPM when Jamie stuck his head into the room and said, you know, look, this analysis is more right than others that we've seen on the street. But the question is, around the industry, right? You do have politicians discussing this. You do have some folks, as you well know, from parts of the Federal Reserve discussing it. So it is a topic out there as to whether or not.
What does synergies mean? I have words that I circle, folks. I circle the word paradigm.
It sounds squishy.
Fair is another word. What does synergies mean to Betsy Graysick?
You get to do more with less. So more output for less input.
How many layoffs are we going to see between now and the end of the year within American Wall Street?
You know, that's a hard one to put your finger on. We think that people are going to be managing the expense line more through comp than through headcount.
Interesting. How do they do, like down 40%?
We're not looking for that large of a number in terms of a decline in comp, but we do expect that we're going to see it down year on year.
And when you talk about decline in comp, is it going to be the same formula as they've used in the past where the base salary goes up and then the bonus payments start coming down?
It's definitely flexing the bonus payments. Our expectation is that salaries aren't going to move.
Flexing the bonus payments is sell-side analyst talk for furious employees. Let's go to the chart. Diamond outperforms the street. We've shown this many times before. Simply put, JP Morgan and Goldman Sachs lead the way, Bank of America and Citigroup. Betsy, it's the same old story. What's going to be the structural change next year for Citigroup and Bank of America so they can create shareholder return?
So I think the sum of the parts is not it. Breaking up the banks is not it. How you're going to unlock value in these companies is two key things. One, housing, and second, regulation, right? On housing, you talked about it earlier in this morning. As you see home prices improve and you're able to get the junk buckets down in the balance sheets that these companies hold, you're bringing down expenses, you're bringing down RWA is another word for, you know, heavy, you know, high capital cost assets. I mean, that's how you're going to improve the valuation of these companies. And the second thing is getting the regulation set on capital, on how you're dealing with your fixed income business, on the clearing issues that are going to be happening next year.
You talk about, or we talked at the start about breaking up these big banks and some of their parts. Would capital requirements be lowered if you lose the SIFI, sci-fi status? SIFI.
It's a great question.
What are you talking about?
Systemically important financial institutions. The acronym of the decade.
Yes. So large banks have to set aside more capital, right? And that is something that global regulators are agreed on. Okay. And the question is how much? Mm-hmm. And so then the next question that you asked is, well, if you shrink, do you cut your capital requirements?
Right. Sheila Bair joining us later. Betty Lou will speak with Sheila Bair. Just very quickly here, has Mr. Pandit done the job? Was Tim Geithner right to keep Mr. Pandit in the job, or was Bair right that he should have gone?
Pandit, I think, is doing a very fine job with the situation he inherited as CEO.
Betsy, thank you so much.
Listen to Bloomberg Surveillance weekday mornings at 7 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2012.